Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts Sunday morning, 9 to 10. We are here every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. What's up, Trent?
Hey, Patrick. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. You're sitting all low. I just looked over there and noticed that.
WBT's old school. You know, they got some old chairs, some new chairs. Trent gets the old chairs. It's the way it is. And we're recording this on Tuesday, and I think the Tar Heels are playing the Tigers tonight up in the hill.
That's right.
I'm trying to get you to – me and Reagan bet back rubs.
Okay.
Or me and my kids, actually.
I don't think I want to bet you
Reagan doesn't gamble with me, but my kids will do like a 10-minute foot rub.
Okay.
To see if you can throw the football in the basket.
All right. All right.
And I'm usually victorious. I mean, Ford's about to turn 9. He's getting there.
Well, y'all's streak finally ended. So, you know, we're not as intimidated as we once were to go to the hill to play basketball. For a while there, it was a little dicey. Couldn't get over that hump.
I think now you're completely intimidated by what the Tar Heels are offering.
Especially right now. I will give it to you. They are
I had a blessing.
Good.
My boy Julian Roush.
He's been on the radio show. Yeah.
Hit me up a couple weeks ago and said, hey, you want to go to the greatest game on earth? So last Saturday night, I got to go up to the Carolina Duke game. So fun. And we handled our business.
Yeah, you did.
Travis Haston.
Yeah, you did. We were on a little text thread talking a little smack. I got to watch it with my mom and my dad, which me and my dad's
they're
a huge
Tar Heels
fan. Yeah. So that was good.
And Dave McGuire's a Tar Heel.
Yeah.
I sent y'all a selfie.
it
was a good seat, man.
It was a good seat. And, I mean, it seemed like it was just the fans were into it the entire game. I mean, Carolina looked really good.
I want to ask the audience.
They can't answer, you know.
I go to these high school basketball games at Gaston Christian. These guys are so intense, can jump so high, and play so hard and so quick. During these games are fun to watch. I don't recollect, I'm 45, I don't recollect being that jumpy, high, intense, and talented back then. And then I'm at this college game, wow, these boys, they're like gigantic doing that stuff. Hitting threes, it's impressive. It's fun, actually.
No, it is fun. You've sent some stuff out to us, too, about your basketball team and people dunking and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, they dunk. Yeah, high school kids dunk.
Could you dunk in high school? I couldn't.
I mean, I hit the bottom of the net a couple times. I mean, I had to think about it. And frankly, in my recollection, I think that's dunking. Yeah, I think I did some reverse, some 360 dunks. Yeah. Nah, man. I realized after about the 10th grade I was not going to be the next Jeff Lebo. But go Heels.
Yeah.
So what's up, man? Last time, I don't know if we've done a show since your ski trip. You went to Tahoe.
We did?
Yeah, what you think?
I don't know, man. There was
You're not
no
a big
snow.
Tahoe fan.
There wasn't any snow. So it's
I enjoyed Tahoe. It was my first time out west. I used to tell everybody that Snowshoe West Virginia was as good as out west any day of the week. I put my life savings on it. Then I went out west. I was like, oh.
You would get a hmm.
No, I would get a you're an idiot.
Yeah.
There was no hmm going on. No,
it was okay. We had an injury, too, I think I told you a little bit about. So that kind of dampened the experience.
How's that?
I hadn't had a conversation
with you about that.
We're coming around. We'll see how it goes.
You
I think
doing
she'll
okay?
know a little bit more this week. But, yeah.
Getting some tests.
Skiing's a dangerous sport, man. You got to watch out for yourself.
Yeah, I think I'm taking my kids out west for the first time in a
you
couple
should.
Weeks. God bless.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, that's part of the thrill, though.
They've never been to Snowshoe. They have been to Sugar Mountain, though.
So you're going from Sugar Mountain to out west.
Yeah.
There you go.
See what happens. I had to go take out a loan.
Yeah, no joke.
We were with our buddy Andrew Fairman earlier. He had me sign some papers in the back so I can take my kids skiing.
I was wondering where y'all went.
I hope I don't
vanished.
Need it. I just hope I don't need any French fries. Then I will be broke.
French fries.
They're $9.95.
Oh, okay.
On the side.
I gotcha.
I mean, when a side order's $9.95, you hurting.
That's tough.
Son.
You just get the Lay's potato chips. They're about $4.95.
But I think it's gonna be like the third year in a row we don't have any snow in Charlotte. Everybody's going to be sad.
I know. I think that we got a little outside chance here first of next week.
No, I looked at it this morning. It's high 55 degrees.
It's got a little outside. We'll see what happens. Maybe in the weekend. But, you know,
What are you talking about?
You need to extend your weather.com out just a hair, partner. If there's got a little rain, snow, little symbol, it probably took it down right now. But you know how they like to do. They like to put you way out so you keep looking at it.
I just pulled up my phone, and I got a phone call happening. Should I answer this?
What is it doing? I think you're getting a voicemail, man.
It says something might happen with your soul. I don't know, man. The pastor's calling me? I thought me and the pastor had those discussions face-to-face.
We might need to pan out and go to a break.
Pastor Pinkston, I'm sorry. I don't think you're that spam caller talking about my soul. I hope I'm doing all right. Really? I just picked up my phone. Apple's got me beat, man. He's putting chips in people's heads. I picked my phone up. I hit the dang little record thing. I know I'm getting a call. It says, your soul's going down.
I don't even know if TJ knows what to say here. Well, let's tee up our guest.
AI is taking us over.
Tee up our guest here. We
Harris
go
Ralston. Peak Development, right? Yes, sir. We on top of that. They got you cut off, buddy. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back. At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the last segment, go check it out. You can hear us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all the places you can find podcasts. We are located. I did a YouTube or an Apple search the other day randomly for podcasts to see how many we had done.
You were doing it the whole first segment. That's why I didn't have your attention. Yeah. That's why I had to start talking about
you were doing such
soul searching.
A good job. Yeah, I didn't know your voicemail was dictating the text on your phone.
Well, then I listened to it, and he was talking about a piece of real estate that he thought I might have sold. Great interlude to our guest today, Harris. Ralston, yep. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Good to be with you. You know, Tyler Hager came on here and said that the DJ slowed her voice down.
Well, he definitely might have some experience.
I think Harrison has done that.
Harrison, that's my government name. That's what I told you the other day.
You did tell me that.
No, good to be with you.
Yeah, Harrison, you're a partner at Peak Development, correct?
I am. Yeah, that's kind of a new thing for me. Spent a long time at CBRE here in town in the capital markets group, and excited to be on the development side. So we got some exciting things going.
You've dealt in a lot of development, right?
I have, yeah. So in my role at CBRE, we would raise capital, both debt and equity, for a lot of developers or institution or investors. Kind of all different deal sizes and deal types, but have had my hand as an advisor in a good bit of development work here and some of the exciting deals that have been done in Charlotte in the last 10 or 12 years.
And your old school, Charlotte, you went to Myers Park High School.
And that's right. Grew up right down the road here. Been in Charlotte a long time and went to Myers Park, go Mustangs.
Did you play at Dilworth Little League? Did you play at
Myers Park Trinity
Myers
Little
Park
League.
MPTT, Myers Park Trinity B.
That's right.
We sponsor some teams over there.
I remember.
Sure do.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably my first exposure to
had they torn down EC Griffith ball field over on Randolph when you came up?
Funny,
you're a little younger than me.
No, I believe my first year of T-ball was the grand opening of the new fields on Randolph Park over there. So
really?
I never did play across the street where Eastover Ridge is now.
Yeah.
That Griffith built the apartments over there. My first year, which I want to say was 94 or 5, was when we started playing across
the
street.
That's when that ball complex.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Dang. Makes me feel real young.
Well, okay. That's one way to look at it.
That was a joke.
No joke.
No joke. You just did the John Marino on me.
Oh, what's that mean?
You got serious.
Oh, I did. That's cool. So you went to Myers Park, and then where'd your life take you after that?
So, yeah, went to Myers Park, graduated in 07, and went down to Athens, University of Georgia. Go Dogs. TJ's got his dog shirt on here today.
What's it say? It says national champion.
It does. Back
21-22. Oh, that is again. Okay. Tough year for you, huh, brother?
It was. Hard to believe you win, 42 out of 43 games, but then all of a sudden you're not one of the best four teams in the country.
There's y'all upset about that?
You know, you can't win them all, I guess.
So. Yeah. At least Alabama lost.
Y'all had a pretty good squad.
You hear TJ,
Alabama
TJ
had a pretty
is,
good squad, too.
Yeah, he's in the background. At least Alabama lost. That's,
and Michigan had a pretty good team as well.
I think a lot of Michigan surprised a lot of people this year. Yeah, and then, of course, their coach leaves afterwards. I don't know how I feel about that, but
somebody told me the trouble's following him.
You think so?
They said something like it was a Pete Carroll maneuver.
Yeah, I think he was avoiding an investigation that was
another
one.
Were you telling me that, Harris?
I know. I'm not in the weeds on that stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with, isn't it?
I don't think it was you that told me that, but somebody told me that recently. They said, yeah, you know how Pete Carroll got out of there and went to Seattle, got out of Southern Cal.
So we'll just have
what happens. But Pete Carroll's, by doing that, he never really caught up with him.
Is this groundbreaking journalism here on the At Home with the Roby Show?
I don't know.
Caught up with Reggie Bush.
We're not a sports show. Sports Talk 610 is around the corner.
I was about to say. Yeah. I think you're just geeked up because Carolina plays Clemson tonight, and you're kind of on this sports theme. I got it.
It's basketball season.
You're nervous about the game.
And Hubert Davis is playing the legacy Carolina. I mean, he's doing it all. I like it.
Great win for the Heels.
He's wearing a suit. Yeah, wearing a sport coat. He's looking good. I like old Hubert. He's got those guys playing like a team. It's just fun to go. That's what I've enjoyed about watching high school basketball this year, is seeing those kids. They don't put up. They don't complain. They don't put up a fight. They just play like a team.
They do, and they play hard. I mean, I think there's a lot to be said about that. I'll give you that. They it's fun to watch. I mean, it really is. So hopefully our Tigers give you a little bit of a game, but I'm not so optimistic.
So, Harrison, I mean, that's your government name, I understand. Yeah. But you go to Georgia. What'd you study at Georgia?
I studied real estate down there. They've got an undergrad real estate, which
that's cool.
Many of them.
They didn't have that at Carolina. I had to take – I tried to take business, couldn't apply, a little below average to apply. So I went to economics school. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of a foray.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, man, you know nothing about real estate.
I think they've actually included some more undergraduate real estate programs up at Carolina, too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Don't mark my words on there.
So did you enjoy your real estate experience at Georgia?
Yeah, it was great. It's funny. I went into real estate capital markets after that, and the only the class I did the worst in was real estate finance in undergrad, which is funny because that's what I ended up going into. But, we had a great time, learned a lot, and, got in here coming out of the recession in Charlotte. So
I think I told you coming out of Harding High School, everybody I knew, if they went to college, they went to Central Piedmont Community College. We call it UCLA. And then I just got lucky and went to Chapel Hill. But once I got out of college, I got in the business community. I realized the presence that Georgia has in town, which is very impressive.
Yeah, a lot of dogs around.
Well, I mean, the business school is pretty well renowned. Terry School of Business has done. I mean, it's a great school.
But you're from around there.
I'm from.
I'm talking about. No, I mean, just in the general. People that go there from here and the people that come here from there.
Yeah.
Luther Lockwood's a dear friend. Been on the radio a couple times. Yeah, we talked about
dog,
him.
Big dog.
So, do you? Are you like? Do y'all have a group of alumni in Charlotte? Are you in?
Yeah, there's
rolling
good,
with the dogs.
Yeah, there's a good group of alumni in town here, and more, you know, what one thing Charlotte's done to really elevate the market over, really since I've been back, is it's a lot more attractive for recent grads to move back in. A lot more cool factor with South End and Plaza Midwood and Noda. When I was graduating, which hadn't been that long ago,
yep.
You know, I'm not quite as old as you, Trent, but, you know. It
thanks
was
for pointing that out.
Everybody was going to Atlanta or D.C. or New York. Weren't as many 22, 23-year-olds that were excited about moving to Charlotte, but I think that it's great for our city that we've attracted the young talent and diversified the opportunities and, you know, provided a lot more fun you can have here.
I think Charlotte's got it going on. I'll tell you, when I used to tell people that snowshoe was good as snow skiing out west, when I was at Chapel Hill, I was a champion of Charlotte. I said, hey, this is in 1999 and 2000.
You were ahead of your
time. I said,
hey,
yeah. Charlotte's as good as New York and Chicago and Miami, and they laughed at me.
Yeah, well, you know, Chicago's great in the summer.
In the summer.
I love Chicago in the summer.
I think
like New York for 3 days.
Love I think the Southeast has made a resurgence.
Totally.
Or a surgence. I don't know about a resurgence. So, well, if you stick around with us, I want to talk a little bit more about your family.
Sure.
And then like to talk about what Peak Development's doing, what y'all's focused on.
Yeah, talk about your projects.
What your
sure.
growth goals
yeah.
are.
Sure. Love that.
All right. Will you stick around, Harris?
I will.
All right. You're listening to At Home with Roby. We got Harrison Ralston when we return.
Welcome back at Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Hasten for the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. A little delayed entry, Trent. We want to let everybody enjoy these fine tunes that TJ's pushing across.
Wow.
Doing good, isn't he?
I didn't know you looking at your phone called it a delayed entry.
I think he's excited because he's got another Georgia Bulldog in the studio.
They are pretty pumped up together.
With Harris Ralston, or as you were calling him, Harrison, is that your full given
you know,
first name?
It's actually a bit of a thing in my family because I've always said, you know, and my wife, as she wanted to, oh, we'll name them this as we're having kids. We'll name them this, but call them this. And I'm saying, you didn't grow up that way, so you don't realize what it's like having to correct somebody every time they say it. And it's funny. It's kind of a bit of an ongoing thing
I understand.
In our family. Yeah.
So my people called me Pat when I was a kid, and I used to drive me nuts. And so I think I said this on the show a time or two. So now, like, jokingly, people are calling me a Pat again. But, you know, my name's Patrick. So mm-hmm. I would correct them when I was a kid.
The only person I know that calls you Pat.
It's Christian.
It's Kristen.
Yeah. And I call her
Christian.
Chris.
Her name's not Kristen.
Yeah, Christian. Yeah. Just to kind of get back. So I hear you.
Uh-huh.
I hear you. Well, see,
if you hadn't lived it, you don't know.
You went with it. Yeah. I got it.
So you don't like it?
No, I
what do you, I mean, you want, prefer? You want to go back to your government name?
Well, no, I've always been Harris. It's funny. I think I've got, you know, Ticketmaster, American Airlines. They don't know what my name is because when I type it in, it's Harris.
And the comedian was talking about that the other night. He's like, you don't know. He's like, you can't get on the plane, sir.
Yeah, I think, you know, Ticketmaster with the whole thing, you used to get paper tickets to everything. I mean, I can still remember those days. And now I think I've got, you know, 3 Ticketmaster accounts. I'm walking into the stadium. I don't know which one counts. Somebody sent me tickets or whatever.
You've been listening to some stand-up, hadn't you? I think it's that new guy that came to Charlotte, played at TWC Arena.
TWC, I like it.
Time Warner Cable, man. We're getting efficient.
Did you go, Trent?
I didn't go see him, but I was talking about a stand-up comedian and James Hartzell, who's been on the show.
Yeah.
My buddy was talking about going to see this guy. Did you go see him?
I did not. No, I you know, we've got a newborn, speaking of family. So we haven't been out much. Got a 3-month-old.
There you go.
But I did know a couple friends who were going. Nate something, what was his name?
Yeah, I don't know. My wife said he wasn't funny, so I don't care. So so tell us about your family.
My wife Nancy and I have two beautiful daughters, Janie, who's almost three. She'll be three in April. And then Liza, who was born in September. So we're getting our feet underneath us with the 3.5-month-old, and it's great.
So you started a new business venture in the fall.
That's right.
Well, and you had a baby in the fall.
Yeah. Our good friend Michael and I kind of got together late last year, and I officially started at the beginning of this year.
Oh, so officially it was the beginning of this year.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
So why take on so much risk at one time?
Yeah, I think it's all at one time. It was kind of a, you know, if I don't do it now, I don't know when I will. And you know, we had a really good run at CBRE doing a lot of work and a very diverse kind of set of projects, and always kind of wanted to be over on the principal side, and had kind of always had my eye on it. And Michael and a couple of other our partners had consolidated, you know, a couple of different things into Peak earlier last year, kind of second quarter of 2023. And so we started talking again second half of last year, and it kind of all lined up. And I think it's really exciting. Our skills are very complementary, so we're very excited about the future and all we have going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys are very well versed in the industry. Hanging out with you and talking to Michael Cox, my next door neighbor.
Yeah, also been on the radio show.
Fat Burrito,
that's right.
Yeah, but y'all went to Myers Park together. But I think it's exciting. You know, you read in the books of years gone by about how opportunities are created in tough times, and I would say we're still surviving, but in the last couple of years, the commercial real estate market has been tough.
It has been.
Right?
It's funny to hear people debate whether or not we're in a recession. And I worked on a lot of larger office properties in my time at CBRE. Mm. So it was, I'll never forget, we were working on a very large deal down in South Park, and we're looking, you know, kind of calling for term sheets the week that Putin invaded Ukraine in February of 22. And that was kind of the beginning. And then we had some rate hikes pretty soon thereafter. And that's coming up on 2 years ago. And at least for larger office properties, we've been in a recession.
We have been.
Yes,
you,
I was about
you,
to
you
say.
You hit the nail on the head. We have been in a recession on office properties.
Yes, for
the
sure.
The office sector has been a recession in a tough one. And I cannot believe that was 2 years ago in a month.
It's hard to believe it, yeah.
No, it's now. We're February.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're February.
That's crazy.
Goodness gracious.
No, I mean, it's amazing that big of a shift happened in 2 years. It doesn't seem like it's been nearly that long. So what if you were directing somebody now, what markets are you guys seeing that are bullish?
Listen to this journalism he's bringing.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, you can kind of separate it. All the capital is really still chasing multifamily and industrial, and there are very strong fundamentals from a macro standpoint in those two sectors. Some more niche sectors that have become real popular lately, like outdoor storage and self-storage.
Yeah.
Are definitely big. You know, I think in the office market, it's interesting. There's a little bit of throwing the baby out with the bathwater dynamic going on. You know, if you talk about real infill trophy type properties,
like Class A stuff,
that is still, from a tenant demand standpoint, you know, it maybe has fallen off a little bit. And look, the math from a valuation standpoint, it's understandable that values are down a little bit, but you really kind of have to parse out, true trophy type real estate from a lot of the, you know, B and C suburban, you know, product and inventory that's out there that is a lot of the vacancy is concentrated in that subset.
Well, I don't dive into the news and let it consume my life because I think that's bad, but I do read the headlines and I check out the businesses stuff every
day.
It's
been a lot lately. Yeah,
businesses are telling the biggest businesses in the world, number one, they're laying folks off. Number two, they're telling them to get their butts, if they still have a job, to get their butts back in the office.
Yeah, we like to say some of the power dynamic is shifting back from the HR department to the CFO department. And, you know, I think that's – people had a really good run during COVID and got away with a lot of – you know, it just – the hybrid work.
I hadn't heard that analogy.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
And people were, you know, working – getting New York salaries, living in Charleston or, you know – and some of that dynamic has certainly shifted back. I don't. We're not going to get back from an office usage standpoint to where we were pre-COVID, probably. But you know, I don't think it's 30-40% in the office is a sustainable level. And I think there's actually been some data that's come out very recently that supports that the folks who are in the office and are in front of their superiors are getting promoted more and are learning more, which makes a lot of sense.
I mean, the collaboration is absolutely in person is 100% necessary. I mean, some of the industries you deal with are I'm sure you are the same way. A Zoom call, team calls, all these different things. And for us, I mean, we're it's old school. We want to meet face to face in person.
Oh yeah, that's the way. Hold on, number one, that's the way relationships are built and deals are done. Harris, the way we got to know each other is because Michael wanted us to get together and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, I hang out with Michael. I live next door to him.
It's just the way it's done.
But my wife, she didn't come into a family business. She came out of Chapel Hill and she worked with pre-kids. She's five kids, best stay-at-home mom, hardest career ever. But she worked in corporate international. She worked for Maersk Shipping, Maersk Sealand. And the way that I am still, our family, 20 years later, is still best friends with her worker friends and managers. And the way we got to know each other was she hung out with them at work, and they go have a drink or dinner after work, and I'd come join them and hang out with them, and then we build a friendship.
Right.
And that's the way you get seen. That's the way you get inside knowledge. That's the way the business improves because people yin and yang on the same page. And everything overcorrects. My dad, I'm doing my circle on my hand. Everything overcorrects, but what goes around comes around. And it's never going to be the end of the office, and it's never going to be the only the office. There's a fine line, but I think we're gonna go in the next, it'll be 5+ years, we're gonna swing heavy to, we'll be having office shortage. You're not building any offices right now. The pipeline is dead on offices, and in 3 or 4 years it's gonna be a catastrophe because we don't have any offices.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. Right now, we're pretty oversupplied, so we'll see if that does play out. But, you know, there's a lot of talk about all these conversions and converting everything to multifamily.
Then it's going to really disappear.
Right. And, well, you know, the fact of the matter is a lot of those assets simply don't work for conversions. So whether it's kind of very cheap office space or converted, you know, we'll see.
Harris, will you hang out with us for a few more minutes?
I'd love to.
We don't have an agenda for the last segment. We're going to have Harris Rawson when we return. Peak Development. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. We're here with Harris Rawson, Peak Development.
You got it.
You got that.
That's what TJ just
said. I like it. I like it.
That must be because you're wearing that back-to-back again sweatshirt.
Did you know that you didn't know that we were having a Georgia alumni in the studio? You had no idea.
You sensed it.
Yeah.
All right. You wanted to be around other champions, is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay.
So I would like to say something about perspective. So
yeah,
I'm on my family business forum call. I am the oldest guy in this group, so let's call it. I'm 45, 34 to 45. These guys got a guy in West Canada, guy in L.A., couple in Texas, Nebraska, and Illinois. Missouri, excuse me, St. Louis. And it's great because these guys are all running generational family businesses, and they're giving perspective. And one of the fellas, actually a fella in Denver that sells manufacture sporting good products, was talking about how it's so wonky right now and it's so hard to set budgets and predict stuff because, quote, the new normal is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I said, he said he threw out election year. He threw out war in the Middle East. And I said, man, I came out of college in May of 2000. I got working hard in the business 99. We had the dot-com bust. I'm talking, you talking about an inflated stock market. The NASDAQ was ridiculous. And then the computers were all going to shut down and ruin the world at 12 o'clock midnight. I remember this.
Y2K.
2000. Yeah. 01, we have 9/11. They flying planes into the buildings. I watched that while I was at work in the office. And 02, 03, we had the Middle East war. We were in the war. We were the head honcho in the war. And then you had a recession in 03, and then we had the Great Depression in 08, 09.
The Great Depression.
It was bad. Yes.
Great recession, yeah.
We caught bigger than the Depression. It was the Great Depression.
You know what we meant. I'm just kidding, but thanks for saying that.
What were you in the ninth grade? Well, 09, ninth grade.
Funny enough, I was in Athens, and there was
good time to be in school.
Not as much of a recession in Athens, Georgia, in 08, 09.
So anyway, I'm just saying,
just fine.
My point is, it's all relative. Every 4 years, there's a presidential election. Every 4 years, there's somebody talking some smack. These guys said, and these guys are in their mid-low 30s, they're my boys, they said, what is the Fed chairman doing on 60 Minutes? And I said, man, back in the early 2000s, Alan Greenspan was a celebrity. I mean, really, you saw him on TV more than you saw Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't firing anybody.
Preach.
Anyway, I just wanted to say all of that. I think it's all perspective. And you only learn that as you get older. And Harris over here talking about how old I am. I got these young whippersnappers. I know how old you are because you went to high school with Michael Cox.
I think he's a year older, though, you said, right? Maybe a year ahead, or Michael was a year ahead of you?
We were the same class. I think he's about a full year younger than me, but we were in the same class.
Okay, so, fair enough. Yeah. So you got your driver's license early.
That's right.
Yeah. That's a big deal, being the oldest.
So you have two daughters.
Funny. Yeah,
I do, yeah. Janie and Liza.
How does it feel to have daughters?
It's great. They're so much fun. You know, it's funny. I can't imagine having a little boy because it's all we've known is girls.
So I had girl. I thought I was going to have five boys, and then girl. But the Lord blessed me with a couple dudes. But I love my girls. Man, they're so smart. They're so good. So how did you meet your wife?
We met through a bunch of mutual friends. She actually grew up in Atlanta and went to South Carolina. And we joke, but it's not really even a joke that, and I went, you know, grew up in Charlotte and went to Georgia. So that I went to college with half her high school friends, and she went to college with half my high school friends. And so she moved to Charlotte right after school, and through some mutual friends, we met then.
That is cool.
Which is great. Great connection. And we spent a lot of time down in Atlanta, and obviously have a lot of my college friends down there. So
she okay living in Charlotte with the legacy Charlotte guy? I mean,
she loves
Charlotte. She has realized that she ain't leaving Charlotte.
She loves Charlotte. Yeah, she loves Charlotte. It's funny. She didn't realize that for a long time. She was doing 6-month leases for a long time, thinking she wouldn't be here that long. But she loves it now. And I think we're here for the long haul.
Well, man, it's so been so fun. How can people look you up? Peak Development.
Yeah, Peak Development. You know, we're excited about what all we have going on. You know, check us out. Go to Fat Burrito if you hadn't been yet. The new Fat Burrito just got reopened in September in Little
Soul Village.
Do
y'all have some propaganda over there?
Oh yeah, you can go in there and
ask about Peak.
Yeah, you know, I think you've got some. Fat Burrito hats and sweatshirts, Trent.
I do.
I see you around.
I need to go get me another shirt.
They're really comfortable shirts. They're good.
Mine was a little tight. I went on the tight side.
They're good.
I've been doing too many push-ups. But Harris Ralston, Peak Development. I can't wait to do business together. It's going to be so fun, man.
It's been
a lot of fun. Thank you for being here. Love hearing the stories. Listen, go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile around on your face. Thanks for listening to At Home with Roby.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.